Blog Talk Radio.
A blessing to be with you on today. Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I feel fantastic. God is truly blessing. And according to where you are, you may be experiencing some of this austere weather. You may be experiencing some things in your life that has you wondering, Apostle, why are you so upbeat? Well, God is always good. You know, we hear the cliche, God is good, and then people say, all the time, and then people say, and all the time God is good. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that because that is a true statement, but sometimes God is just awesome. Sometimes God is just spectacular and extraordinary, which is 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Every time we think of it, every time we even put in our consciousness or our thoughts, he is good, and he does that. He gives us and always gives us the ability to be able to go forth and to know that he is, we said that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, and I welcome you on today, April 11, 2013, to another podcast portion of the Warfare Hour. I am so blessed to be here today. If you happen to have been following on Facebook today, you know that God has blessed me with another day of life. I celebrate my 59th birthday on today, and I am pleased. It's been a grand day. Just that I was able to wake up and breathe another one of these 57,000 breaths that he, 47,000 breaths that he gives us each and every day. And we take some things for granted sometimes because we don't understand how our body works. We don't understand what grace is or how the grace of God is on the earth or in the earth. But just know that it's here because he loved us. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave. I'm going to just stop there. If you've been around a little bit, you know the rest. But he gave. He gave. And because he gave, we have access to the tree of life. We have access to life eternal. We have access to life here on this earth to have some things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. And this is a time for us to pray, to really be in prayer for our earth is being shattered by some things that we have placed in the earth, some things that we've done to make the earth bad. See, we learned some things because he gave us free will and he gave us this magnificent brain that we have. And we're able to find some things that you wonder, how is it that we think of these things? We can solve all manner of riddles, all manner of puzzles, all manner of philosophies, all manner of items on the earth. We can figure them out and go on about our business. And sometimes we even try to take credit for it ourselves. But see, it's all in the a grand design of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was here in the beginning. Hallelujah. We thank you for being with us on today. And as always, we ask that you will prepare yourself by gathering whatever pencils, pens, whatever recording devices or that you have, because we do plan to talk about some things today. Naturally, we want to go over some of the things that we talked about last week and to kind of let you know where we are. You know, here at the Warfare Hour, we represent three agencies that have been really great to us. That's the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International. We just thank all of them, especially the intercessors, for interceding and praying on our behalf, for all of us that they try to have someone on the air 7 days a week to give you some information concerning what thus saith the Lord. And that's an awesome responsibility within itself. And they've done a spectacular job of doing that for some years to come. And I'm just pleased and proud to be a force by God through the Holy Spirit that they've asked to share with you. And I pray that I've been a blessing to you and that we've been a blessing to you, those of us that have been on particularly this podcast, which is the Warfare Hour. It is our design also that we do represent the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana, which I am the pastor of that organization. And God has blessed us mightily, and he's provided us with a covering. And our covering is the Living Way Christian Center, where we broadcast our podcast from, here also in the City of Glory, City of Gary, 235 West 40th Avenue. And our covering is none other than our own Apostle Leonard Emmons. And we thank God for the agencies that are represented. And we're blessed tonight that my brother and my friend, he's my cousin, he's a wonderful man of God. He has always, since we were children, kind of looked out for me. Always was in the background trying to make sure I didn't get bullied, or he always was just there. He's one of those cats that when you really need somebody, you look around, there he is. Not that you call for him, he just knows when to be there. And that's a rare authority that only comes from God. And that's none other than my cousin. You've heard him appear with us before, and he's with us again on tonight. And that's evangelist, prophet, minister, Anthony Mitchell. And he's with us on today. We're going to have him come in a few minutes and give greetings before we get started. We want to make sure that you prepare yourself to receive what it is that God has given us. And so as we always do, we're going to ask that you will repeat with us, open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119 and verse 18, basically saying, Lord, let us understand what it is we're getting ready to say, what it is we're getting ready to do. What kind of position you're putting us in so we can understand what it is that you have for us on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. And every time we come together, we try to share with you some words of guidance, some words of confidence. And here at the Living Way Christian Center, Apostle Emmons always has us read a couple of scriptures that kind of prepares us and puts us in a mode to receive what it is that God has for us. It's Acts, the 20th chapter, and verse 32. And it reads, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And then we reply from Acts the 19th verse and verse 20. And then it says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Hallelujah. Whenever we come together, we should pray a prayer every time when the saints come together, individually or daily. You know, and Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you. We recognize that we are ashamed. We, your people all over the world, we've sinned against you. But see, now we confess our sins and the sins of our forefathers, O God, For we have sinned against you. We have lived wickedly. We have rebelled. We have disobeyed your voice and your will. This prayer that we're praying comes from a compilation of Daniel in the 9th chapter. For we have allowed ourselves to be deceived and distracted, O God. We have not walked with the Holy Spirit whom you gave us to guide us, to teach us and to show us all truth. We have become spiritually immature, O God, worldly and unable to live out the truth. We have failed to do your will. Right now, God, we confess and repent of the sin of idolatry and witchcraft, O God, sexual immorality, theft and lying, greed and pride, murder, even adultery, O God, dishonoring our parents, unbelief, lack of love, and countless other sins, O God, against you, our Lord. Because of our sins and disobedience, our land and people have been cursed, O God. But you are a merciful God. You are a merciful God, full of grace and love. And we ask that you forgive us right now, O God, of our sins and cleanse of us all. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. O Lord, hear our prayers. Open your eyes and see our despair. O Lord, hear, O Lord. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay. For your own sake, my God, for your people are called by your name. We're called by your name, O God. You said if your people which are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, O God, that you would be in the midst. You said you forgive us. You forgive our land. You heal our land. Break the curses that have come upon our land and people, Father. We humbly ask, O God, we bind all ruler spirits. Satan has sent to carry out those curses against us in Jesus' name, O God. Your word says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, O God, will be loosed in heaven. Free the souls of men, women and children who have been bound by Satan, O God, and take the blinders off of their minds, off of our minds. We humbly ask you to send your angels, Father, with flaming swords of fire, giant angels, Father, thousands of them, with chains from heaven to bind up Satan's ruler spirits, O God, that control our land and our people. For we want to bind them up. We're cut off from the cords of the enemy, and we cast them away, O God. Hide us beneath your wings, O God, and cover us with your feathers to protect us against the enemy. Because you said in your word in Psalms 91:4 that you will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we will find refuge. So we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, O Lord. O Lord God, in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. And all that agree say amen, 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 and amen. We're going to always allow God to arise in our hearts and our minds. And in our spirits. You see, there are times in the ministry of prayer when the battle becomes intense. And this is the warfare hour, and God begins to demonstrate his full strength as a man of war. Such a battle is described. It says, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. You know, there's always a lot of chaos and noise when there's war. There's war in the camp. And the garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. See, during sessions of intense and spiritual warfare, we can invoke the divine presence saying, let God arise and all his enemies scatter. God will surely arise at that moment, and the battle becomes his. See, we don't want the battle to be ours. We want the battle to be his. He said, teach our hands to war and our fingers to do battle. See, I've stated time and time again that any power that tries to challenge a true child of God is set for instant burial. See, when you're involved in a battle with an array of evil forces, you simply need to shout with holy anger, saying, Lord God, arise. Let God arise. When you pray like that, you're throwing a challenge to the Almighty. And you're asking him, you're declaring to him to grant you more strength in the fullness of his power. When you use these prayer points, they will always grant you victory in every battle. There's some things that I want to share with you before we get into our word. There's some scripture reading that you can read that's going to solidify the prayer that we're talking about right now. And I pray that you got your listening devices on. We're going to be talking about Psalms 107, verse 23 through 24, and verse 42-7. Psalms 36, verse 8. 1 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 19. Psalms 142 and verse 7. Amos, chapter 2 and verse 6. Job, verse 20. Chapter 20 and verse 15. Psalms 97 and verse 3. And Psalms 118, verse 8 through verse 10. Holy Lord, hear our plea, O God. Holy Ghost, arise and destroy every evil habitation in me, in Christ Jesus of Nazareth's name, and every satanic incantation pronounced against me, let it be rendered null and void right now in Jesus' name. It is illegal. It is illegal. I say it is illegal for powers of darkness to show up where children of the living God are gathered. And therefore, I destroy all demons and association of demons in this area, in this region, in this city of glory right now, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood of Jesus, every satanic gathering against this gathering, scatter in Jesus' name, every association of demons against this gathering, scatter by lightning right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, arise in your power and wage war against our adversaries in Jesus' name. All you crocodiles, I command you to vomit everything you have swallowed up in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, show me where the enemy has kept or buried my blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Ghost, arise, 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 and chase away every evil dog pursuing me in Jesus' name. All flesh and demons, be silenced. Be silenced. I say be silenced before God now. Speak, O Lord, your servant heareth in the name of Jesus. I connect to the anointing of the Ancient of Days in Jesus' name. I connect to the anointing of glory and honor in Jesus' name. I connect to the anointing of fire in Jesus' name, and I connect to the anointing of multiplication in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Man of God, you want to come on in, and we're going to go ahead and let you greet those that's on the air. This is Evangelist Anthony Mitchell. Amen.
Giving all praise to God, giving honor to Kingdom Builders Ministry. Giving all praise to God, honor to Kingdom Builders Ministry. Giving all praises to my Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. It is a real blessing and a pleasure for me to be here tonight with my cousin, my brother, my friend, Apostle Clark, here at Livingway Christian Center. On the airways, we give honor to Kingdom Builders. We thank them for their faithfulness and dedication to get this word, to get the gospel out to so many deaf ears. A lot of listening ears, some by happenstance, some passing through, but some knowing that this is the time and the hour, and we are in worship and praise of our Heavenly Father. We thank Apostle Clark for the invitation, an open invitation, that any time that I can join them, I will be. I thank Apostle Emmons for allowing the Church Living Way Christian Center to be the foundational step that is used to help use this bring this broadcast out. I thank Warriors for Christ, Apostle Clark, and me, myself, Minister Mitchell. I represent Word to the World Outreach Ministry, and I just thank God for the connection that He's made in bringing us all together. As I say thank you for allowing me this second, here at Kingdom Builders, we are definitely building for eternity. We are putting the Word of God out for anyone that have a listening ear to just let it penetrate the earlobes and go down into the heart. We thank God for using us. We thank the Lord God for allowing us the power and the authority to spread His gospel. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited because whenever the word is going out, we should have, as soldiers in God's army, we should have listening ears as a motivation, the exhortation, and everything to press, to fight, to move, to give the word of God to any and everybody we can. God bless you.
Amen. You know, we're going to have, it's our intention that we have several open discussions today. Even though we already have some areas that we want to share with you, God has given us a theme for the month of April from the book of Revelation. And it's an open through Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, which deals with the door is open. We began on last week speaking about the door is open, and it's our intention today that we do part two of that series, which if we were going to put a name to it, it would be Can You Hear Me Now? Can You Hear Me Now? Hallelujah. We thank God for allowing us to come together. Now, we always try to do some practical things, you know, kind of tell you what's been happening with us, and we recognize that we aren't able to get your reply, but there's so many different things that's happening in the world right now that makes you see and lets you know that these are the end days. I spent 20 years in the United States Air Force, and I actually was stationed in South Korea. And as you can see on TV, the North Korean army has been threatening to do missile tests and things of that nature. They've heightened their awareness in that region. And we did have a war in Korea in the 50s. The year, as a matter of fact, as I said, today is my birthday. And in the 50s, 54, 55, 56, they were fighting. There was a actual war going on in that country, in those countries. And war has been imminent. You know, we've been fighting wars in other parts of the globe. We've been talking and seeing things on the History Channel. Every 17 years, there's a form of a locust that comes out, and this is the year that locust comes back out. And after the great snowstorm, after the great hurricane and the snowstorm, the superstorm that went up the East Coast and did all of that damage, someone jokingly said, well, what's next, pestilence? Well, men and women of God in the book of Revelation, it speaks about these kinds of things. And so we're just sharing with you. We don't have to, first of all, be afraid of anything. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us a sound mind. He's given us the ability to overcome any and all things. You know, he said in his scriptures that that we can do all things. We can accomplish all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We believe that. And he has a, at this ministry, the Warriors for Christ ministry, we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that with our whole heart. We believe that because we believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the reason we believe that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, if we lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways to acknowledge God, that he will lead, guide, and direct our paths. We believe that we should renew our minds daily. We believe that we should be praying and interceding and planting and watering and giving the correct information out to those, even if it's controversial or people may not understand it or want to be part of it. We're just going to tell them what thus said the Lord, and he's the one that's going to bring the increase. And so as I share this with you, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 reads as such. It says, after this I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, saying, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now, I want to read that, as I did last week, out of the Amplified. That was the King James Version that I read to you. In the Amplified Bible, says, after this I looked, and behold, the door standeth open in the heaven, and the first voice which I heard addressing me, like the calling of a war trumpet, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the future. As we described last week to you, if you want to know what's going to happen in the future, God is giving you an open invitation right now to step up to the door that is open in the heaven. And he didn't say it real softly. He said it loudly. He said it with a thundering. Last night in this area, we had what you call a super thunderstorm. Folks was cradling down and getting under beds and praying all hard and everything. Now, it wasn't just in this area, but it went all across the East Coast and across the South. A super thunderstorm. And we're talking about where there's so much thunder that for hours upon end, there's nothing but lightning and rain and hail and tornado and thunderstorms and just calamity, loud clanging, things that make you get quiet and pay attention. And what God did when he said, come up here, and I'll show you. I will show you. He left no doubt who was the one that was going to be able to show you what must take place in the future. Now, we're here in chapter 4, but for the rest of this series, we're actually going to be going back chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, because some things happen we need to, and we're going to take our time because we want to identify some things that you may or may not know. We want to talk about some things that's listed here and talk about some things that you've heard that they were and talk about what the revelation God has given us as to what these things are. Now, all we say to you is that you do your own research afterwards. If we make you go, I never heard that before, then we've accomplished our mission because we want you to get into this word. This is what God designed. He said for us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. He said for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Man of God, you got something you want to add to those words?
Rightly dividing the word of truth. We look at what Psalms 127 says, except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build the house. Thy labor is in vain to build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waited but in vain. Right now what we're doing is we're watching over the city. We're trying to prepare, let the Lord prepare us so that we can prepare a people, get ready to do battle. In prayer and standing on the truth of God's word and looking for his great return, because he is coming back. And he's coming back for a people without spot or wrinkle. And we just thank the Lord that he's allowing us to breathe. See, I love to say thank the Lord. I love to continue to give him praises. There's nothing else than I do coming out of my lips is I want to give him glory. I want to praise him, and I want to worship him in everything I say and do, because it's him that chose me to do his will. And he chose you to do likewise.
You know, one thing that I see that's happening now is a little while ago I had a sermon where I spoke, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. And it correlated with this scripture right here in chapter 4. And what we found is that the things that we've heard in our lifetime are the things that have formed our opinions. Those things that we've seen in our eyes and those things that we've experienced in life are the things that have molded the way we look at life. And even those things that we've spoken, not only to others or on others, but to ourselves, have actually molded most of the calamity or the way that our life is being transformed. And so it's my intention to show that here, as you go through this door, and you receive the information that comes from God, God is reminding us to go back to where we were before we came down here in this earth suit. See, we made a covenant with him. And that covenant we made with him, that promise we made with him, that when we got on this earth, we was going to affect a certain number of folks. We was going to let a certain number of folks know who he was, what he was about before we get called back to glory. But what has happened when we came down here, the flesh that we entered into, which was our earth suit, became overpowering in so many ways that we really began to rely on our senses. And as we began to rely on our senses, we forgot or got further and further away from relying on the information that God had placed in our hearts, that he had placed in our minds. And he even had to remind us in his word for us to renew our mind daily. In other words, remember what it was he said in the beginning. And here we've gotten all the way to the last book or the 66th book in the Bible, and we're not even a fourth of the way through the revelation that was given to John, and he has to remind us again to come up here to the door. But what has happened before we got to verse 4? Remember I said today we were going to be talking about, can you hear me now? Because if you go to Revelation chapter 2, and began to read there from verse 1 through verse 7. We're gonna read it, and then we're gonna just break it down verse by verse. Amen. Amen. You want to read out of the King James Version, and I'll read out of the Amplified.
Revelation,
chapter 2.
Chapter 2,
verse 1 through 7.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which faith they are apostles, and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne and have patience, and for my name's sake that labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repentest. But since thou hast, thou hast hated the deed of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit hath said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Hallelujah. Now, before I read that in the Amplified, I keyed in on what is written in verse 7. Says, he that have an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear. He that have an ear, let him hear. What the Spirit said unto the churches. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
That is so key. Yeah. Can you hear me now? I've told you what's wrong. I've told you how to overcome it. And I told you what the reward is. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Remember I told you in verse 4, you see, it looks like I'm going backwards, but I'm doing this for a reason. He told us to come to the door so he could show us what is to come. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. It tells a little bit more, but we're still going to break it down. We're not going to rush this, men and women of God, because we really need for you to understand what God is saying. To the angel, verse 1, chapter 2, to the angel, messenger of the assembly, which is church, in Ephesus, write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars, which are the messengers of the seven churches, in his right hand, who goes about among the seven golden sticks, the golden lampstands, which are the seven churches. Verse 2, I know your industry and activities, laborers' toils and trouble, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot tolerate wicked men, and have tested and critically appraised those who call themselves apostles, special messengers of Christ, and yet are not, and have found them to be imposters and liars.
My.
Verse 3, I know you are enduring patiently and are bearing up for my name's sake. And you have not fainted or become exhausted or grown weary. Verse 4. But I have this one charge to make against you, that you have left, abandoned the love that you had at first. You have deserted me, your first love. Verse 5. Remember then from what heights you have fallen. Repent, which is to change the inner man to meet God's will, and do the works you did previously when first you knew the Lord. Or else I will visit you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you change your mind and repent. Verse 6. Yet you have this in your favor and to your credit. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans. What they are doing are as corruptors of the people, which I myself also detest. He, verse 7, who is able to hear, let him listen to and give heed to what the Spirit says to the assemblies, which is the churches. To him who overcomes is victorious, I will grant to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you hear me now?
You know, Apostle, here we find Jesus in his love letter to the churches. We find him dictating them to the angels of the seven churches to whom he addressed these letters. And each of these letters we got to look for the speaker, which is Jesus. We got to look for the praise that's in the letters. We got to look for the reproof. We got to look for the exhortation. And we have to look for the promise in each of these letters to the churches. Again, can you hear me now?
Man of God, I pray that you're with me, because where I'm finna go right now is something that men and women all over this country have had a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, when you hear the angel of the church, 9 out of 10 people, when you hear that or say that, they will say that the angel of the church is the pastor of that church. And the pastor of that church has been elevated to a position that nowhere in the scriptures has God placed man and angels at equal parity. Now, I didn't write it. In Psalms, I believe it's Psalms 8, it speaks of the Son of Man, or man being made a little lower than the angels. That was said for a reason. Now, here, and we have to go back to, remember I said we're going backwards from chapter 4 to, we started here with chapter 2. We read these verses, but I want to start to break this down to you, because in the Amplified, as you can see, it told you what the angels were. In verse 1, it says, to the angel, reading out of the Amplified. Right there in parentheses, it says, messenger of the assembly, which is the church in Ephesus. Right. Now, I want to stop right there. Many times we've made prayers, requests, supplications unto God. And often we don't wait for God's answer, or we don't expect an answer. I would gather that many of us don't expect the answer, and if we do, we don't know where to get the answer from.
Amen.
And so what happens, man of God, this is so key, and we haven't even got halfway into the scripture right here. God always answers us. He either says yes, he either says no, or he'll say, not now. He never really says maybe. He'll say no or yes or not now. But the thing is, we, based on our relationship that we have with him, may or may not hear his voice.
Got to know it.
And when we do hear his voice, he tells us, I am sending my messenger or my angel with your deliverance, with your gift, post haste.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happens, man of God. I'm here to try and show ourselves as well as those that are listening that often we don't look for the angel that's been sent, dispatched with the gift, with the answer. Therefore, when the messenger arrives at our door and knocks, rings the doorbell, even comes in the house, we aren't able to sign for the delivery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason we aren't able to sign for the delivery is because we either don't believe in the angel, can't see the angel, or don't know that the angel is coming. Before I let you say anything, and I'm going to say this, this goes back to what I was saying earlier about hear no evil, speak no evil, and see no evil, because the things that we have learned in life has prejudiced us against receiving those things that God wants us to have. And I know you heard, just like I have, many times people died and went to heaven, and they see a area in heaven that has their name on it with all of these gifts, all the things they didn't ask for, the G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip and the bicycle and the new car and the house and the door that goes to the new house and the new shingles and you know, the children and all the things that they asked for is over there in that pile with their name on it. And they were like, huh? What is that?
Right.
And that's the stuff I sent you, and you never did sign for. Go ahead, baby. What you got to say about that?
What I think about the pastors being called angels, the angel of this house, I can't help but notice that the fallen angels were imperfect because they failed.
Hmm.
The remaining angels our perfect being.
Amen.
And I don't know a man alive that ever walked the face of the earth other than Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that was perfect.
Mm.
And as we look, because as the scripture says, we were made a little lower than angels, but we received glory and honor. And that is Psalms 8 and 5 and 6. But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet. The Lord has put everything under our feet because, of course, we have accepted Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Our angel, we have been assigned an angel from the foundation of the earth. And that angel is not a man that he should lie.
Hmm.
That angel, we put on vacation sometimes because we don't draw, or we don't know how to make the connection to get our angel activated. Guardian angel. God is awesome like that.
Can you hear me now?
He is awesome like that.
You know, I want to make sure that our listeners
understand that this is not something that I'm just saying myself or that you're saying yourself. I want to be able to show them in the scriptures what it says angels are and what it says specifically these angels are.
Yeah.
Here, if you look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. When we started our conversation, we said that the time is at hand right now, that these are the end days.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's too many signs, too many wonders, too many miracles, too many breakthroughs and all manner of items to show that these are the end days. Verse 5 said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Mm-hmm. He is the faithful. Actually, verse 4 says, John to the seven churches, which are in Asia, and he names those churches. Grace be unto you, and peace from him, which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Okay, men and women of God, the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks, all of them are key to what we're talking about right now. All of that is key. Verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega in verse 1. Chapter 1, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, the seven churches were named Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. That's written in verse 11 of chapter 1. Here, John is saying that he's hearing. Remember, we were talking about this loud voice in chapter 4. He heard this loud voice. It's going back. It's referring to what I'm reading right now. Go to verse 16.
Chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. Verse 16 in chapter 1. Of Revelation. And it reads, and he had in his right hand seven stars. Seven stars. Now, if you go back to where we were in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1, say, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlestick. Now, I read it in the Amplified, and it explained what the seven stars were and what the seven candlesticks were. So I want to read that to you so that I can clarify right now who the seven stars are. In the Amplified, it says, to the angel, which is the messenger of the assembly or church in Ephesus, write, these are the words of him, which I just read in chapter 1, who holds the seven stars. This is what the seven stars are, y'all. They are the messengers of the seven churches. That is who he holds in his right hand. Because those are the angels that he's going to send. They're in his right hand. That means they have his authority. They have his anointing. He will send them. He will give them authority. And what goes about among the seven golden lampstands, which are the seven churches? The seven churches are the things that we're going to be discussing over the next few times we come together. And what I'm saying to you men and women of God, it is my intention to show you that the sins of each one of these churches
are the sins that we have to repent of right now. The sins of each one of those churches, we're going to have to choose individually. Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson is going to have to go through and look at what it says about the church of Ephesus. What it says about the church, what it says about the church of Smyrna. What it says about the church of Pergamos. What it says about the church of Thyatira. What it says about the church of Sardis. What it says about the church of Philadelphia. And what it says about the church of Laodicea. And I'm going to have to find what fits me and where I fall short. And if I hear what thus said the Lord, each one of those churches got a reward for overcoming. So I'm sharing with you, men and women of God, as we walk through this, that the angel that has jurisdiction over these sins is also the one that's going to be sent to you for you to sign for your deliverance, to sign for your ability to be able to overcome, to sign for your gifts so that you can live well here on the earth. It says very clearly in the first verse, we're not even out of the first verse yet, that these angels is held by Jesus himself until he releases them to come to us, to the church. Go ahead, man of God. I know you're chomping at the bits over there. So I don't want to jump ahead of you, but when we look at the other churches, we also, if you go down the Church of Laodicea, chapter 3, 14 through 19, when you get to verse 20, look at where you find Christ at the end of the church age. After Christ, after these letters to the churches, look at what verse 3 and 20 says.
Well, we're going to go there.
You're right.
You have to do some skipping when it comes to this. That's what I was saying. Men and women of God, I pray that you got your devices available, because we got to go back and forth in certain areas, because we got to prove some key verses and some key notes here for you to truly understand where God intends for us to go. Amen?
Verse 20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." Now, we have to take heed to these words. These words, such as these, are found in this letter. "Yes, I hold this against you."
Okay.
"Nevertheless."
Yeah.
"I have this against you."
Wow.
"These are the warning signs of a faithful Savior. Remember, this book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I have this against you." We have to look at the examples of the seven churches, and we have to ask the Lord. We have to ask for revelation knowledge so that we can understand exactly what is meant at this time. Because even as Jesus is speaking to the churches of that day,
He's also speaking to the churches of this day.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine how many churches don't know or have the power of the Holy Spirit operating, the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, operating because they are not looking at the power and the authority of a risen Savior, but they are looking at the messenger, the pastor, that they haven't made it to connection with the spiritual aspect of the will of God for their lives.
Wow.
And not just beating up on the pastor, because we're all in a position where we could be doing better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're all in a position. Thank God for the pastors. We pray for the pastors. We're praying that the Lord open up their spiritual understanding. There has to be a covering over the pastors. They have a job to do.
Amen.
They have
Amen.
A ministry to uphold. And we're praying that the ministry of the truth of God's word is given in revelation knowledge, which comes from the Father, and not just studying in a book. But we have to do the research. We have to ask the Lord to open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual understanding, because the position the church is in today is we're allowing any and everything in except for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I stand at the door knocking. Who's going to let him in?
Who? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Man of God, I really appreciate what you said, because it's no coincidence that he started with the churches at Ephesus, because it says here, as we read those seven verses, you get to verse 5, it says, remember then, first it talks about, we know that you critically judge those that out of sin put over you. I know, you know, we already recognize that. He said, and you've done that with a fervor and with a vengeance, and you've been right and you've been wrong, and I know that you've done everything, but I got this against you. That you did all right with that.
Uh-huh.
But it says, remember then from what heights you have fallen. See, when you started, you was humble,
uh-huh.
and you was able to climb up that ladder like a little baby. You was able to climb up.
Yeah.
You know, when you're little, you don't have no fear of falling.
Uh-huh.
You'll just climb up the tree just like a kitten. A kitten gets up in a tree, and then somebody got to come get them out because they don't have no fear going up.
Uh-huh.
Because it's nothing that tells them that they can't do it.
Uh-huh.
But what it is you forgot how it was you got up there. And here it says, remember then from what heights you have fallen. Repent. Change your inner man to meet the will of God and do the works that you did previously when first you knew the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It said, or else I will revisit you and remove your lampstand. I will remove your church. In other words, you are the person, the church, that's going to be removed, and you're not going to be able to receive that which God has promised you. He said here, again, which he's gone all the way through the scriptures, and he get all the way to the revelation and has to say it again before he comes. Change your mind. Get your mind back right. Remember in verse 4, in chapter 4, we said, come up here. Come to this door.
Uh-huh.
That door is the door that you entered before you put on this earth suit.
Uh-huh.
Remember what covenant you made with Christ. Remember the covenant you came before you put on that earth suit, when you had no fear, when you knew what your mission was. He expects us to be the special messengers. He that is able to hear, let him listen and give heed to what the Spirit of God is, the Holy Spirit, no matter which way you can look at it. It talks about that you can get thrown out of paradise. And if you do what God says, he says right in the beginning, I will give you to eat of the tree of life. Now, if you go all the way back to the first book of the Bible,
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 9. It talks about the tree of life in the midst of the garden. And when you go over to chapter 3 in Genesis, it talks about where the man had transgressed and ate from the forbidden tree and got banned from paradise because it wasn't time. It wasn't the time. This is the time right here. This is the time for us to receive. It says here that I will grant to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Who is the fruit? Who is the tree of life?
Jesus
the Christ
Jesus.
Of Nazareth is the Lord tree of God. Life. He said that we will eat his flesh and drink his blood. That puts us into the paradise of God. Men and women of God, as we recognize that we did get through one church, but we want you to understand that it's key for you to know that God himself is talking to us. He's trying to clear the road and tell us what it is that we need to do. He talks about each of the churches. These are sins. Our first sin was to go against God. That was our first love. As you go and read these, you know, read these over your whole time, because we will be coming back to it the remainder of the month to allow you to understand that as we are able to overcome these sins, there's a reward. But we need to be looking for where the reward is coming from and how we're going to be able to get that reward, assigned for it, and be able to go further on in this earth.
Man of God, I like to say real quickly that I'd like to ask a question. Have you seen the Lord? Because when Moses saw him, his face shone. His face was shining.
Wow.
When Job saw the Lord, he is horrible. He repented. When Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw himself unclean. When Thomas doubted and saw the Lord, he said, "My Lord and my God." When Paul saw the Lord, he fell down in worship. What would happen today if we saw the Lord? If we really saw the Lord in the church. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Praise God.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come together today, Father, to partake of your word. And even though we are still going forth, oh God, we declare and decree right now, Father, that you are sovereign in our lives. We repent of all things and ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, Father. Forgive us of those sins that we've committed openly. Forgive us of those sins that we didn't even know we committed. Forgive us of those sins that we're too ignorant or unable to see that we're going to commit, oh God. Place us in a position, oh God, that we can receive that which you have promised us, oh God. We want to make a conscious decision, oh God, to do what it is that you require us to do. We want to receive the fullness of our promise that we made to you before we came down here in our earth suit, oh God. And so we do come to the door, Father, and we review and we renew our promise, oh God, with you. We renew ourselves, and we renounce those things, Father, which we know to be unclean.
Yes,
we renounce those things, oh God, out of our lives, that those things of rebellious and independence and of pride and self-centeredness and harboring and rejection and inferiority, oh God. We reject those things, and we renounce those things, oh God. Because we believe that because you went to the cross, oh God, you paid the price for us to have a life of victory and freedom. and we receive your gift of deliverance, oh God. We sign for it by the blood of the Lamb, Father. We sign for it by repentance of our sin. And we expect that the angel is coming to deliver as a special messenger, oh God, that which you have required and sent unto us, Father, to be able to go forth and to receive and do thy will here on and in the earth. We repent even right now, oh God, in Jesus' precious name.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Well, man of God, I appreciate you coming today. We're going to see if we can get them to open up the lines and let us know how things went today and where you're sitting. We have a few minutes, and then we're going to allow for also any announcements before we close. Amen. So the lines are now open.
On the line and just thank God for you and giving us another year with you. We wanted to just say happy birthday. We pray that the Lord bless you and keep you and that the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and may you be blessed today with all the good things that God has given
to you. No, because he missed me, doggone trouble. And then he wasn't at home.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you. I knew that would catch you off guard.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise God. Well, the lines are open to anyone that want to come forth at this time. We welcome you to come forth.
Can't do it. Do you want it? No.
Oh, amen. We have the lines open, so everyone stay with us. Is there any comments? Okay, amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead on and make the announcements if there's no comments. But it was an awesome lesson, awesome teaching. I thank you both for just being faithful to God and to his word. And I just want to encourage the listeners, put your angels to work for you. Put your angels to work for you. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I want to just make two brief announcements. Our Kingdom Daughters Intercessor will be having a Prophetic Intercessors Conference April 25th through the 27th at the Holiday Inn Express, 25100 Northwestern Highway in the city of Southfield, Michigan, 48075. We encourage you to come and be blessed with this prophetic conference. We will also be having a dinner theater on April 25th at 6:30 p.m. And the dinner theater is going to be something different, something awesome, from tragedy to triumph. I thought it was no hope, where there will be personal testimonies actually portrayed and acted out, and how God came and showed up and showed out in their lives, and they got the victory. You know, one young lady was shot 23 times. She'll be at the conference in her right mind, in her divine health. Glory to God. We serve a God that is awesome, an awesome God. There's no lack in him. There's nothing that he cannot do. That's the kind of God that we serve, if you only believe. So we have some powerful testimonies going to be coming, and also some prophetic classes. So we're going to have a two-session panel, and we have evening sessions coming, and prayer and prophecy, hot continental breakfast, hospitality suite. You can register. We have a good rate at $79.60 for a hospitality suite, which will I think it's four that can occupy that suite. And so we are really, truly excited. We encourage you to come and join us. If you are interested, you can go to eventbrite.com. Just type in Kingdom Builders International, and you'll see all the information that you need to know to register. And with that being said, I want to also invite you to our early morning prayer, Monday through Saturday at 5 a.m., live intercessors waiting to pray for you, to get in the faith fight with you. You can just dial 218-895-0280 and press in the word pray, 7729. You'll be into the prayer room. And I'll tell you, we have intercessors from Kingdom Daughters, intercessors that are waiting. And I like to call them spiritual bulldogs. Spiritual bulldogs ready to crush the enemy's head. So I encourage you, if you have a prayer request, you have something that you want to lay before the Lord, give us a call at 5 a.m. Yes, get under the covering of an early riser, and I'll tell you, it's a blessing being under that covering. So with that being said, I'm going to yield the lines back to you, Apostle Clark Richardson, and happy birthday to you again.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. God bless you and to all the intercessors and all that make these things happen, to Apostle Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center family, to the Warriors of Christ family, to the Kingdom Atmosphere family and the Word to the World ministry family, as well as the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders. We just welcome all of you that are here tonight, and thank you for being with us and sharing with us today. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to go ahead and let Evangelist Mitchell close us out in prayer, and we pray that we'll be see you back here next week. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come now in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we come just thanking you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love and your peace. Father, we thank you for your precious shed blood. We thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Lord, we're thanking you for, we anticipate, we expect you will be coming back again.
Yeah.
And we're thanking you,
Lord.
We're thanking you for giving us the authority and the power in the name of Jesus to declare and decree your word. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the gifts that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to plant seeds in the name of Jesus, Father, and as we water those seeds through prayer, through faith, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving the increase. Heavenly Father, we thank you for opening up spiritual eyes and spiritual ears, Father, that we can declare and decree your word, Heavenly Father, by faith, knowing, Heavenly Father, that you do answer faith. You hear our prayers, Lord, and you do answer faith. So, Father,
right now
even as we pray, Heavenly Father, as we decree and declare the divine healing and healing virtue flowing through the airwaves, as we speak to that cancer, that diabetes, the heart trouble, the rheumatism, the arthritis, as we speak to whatever disease, whatever situation it is, it might be frustration, it might be oppression, it might be depression right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over it. We cast that thing out by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
and we pray for every caregiver, every facility that's caring for the elderly, the sick, the nursing homes, the hospitals. And we pray for the doctors and the nurses. And we pray for every patient and every visitor, the cooks, the security in every facility. And we build a hedge of protection around this city, the city of glory. As we pray for the judicial system, our educational system, the pastors, the fivefold ministers, in the name of Jesus, Father. As we pray for the congregation, the children, Father, as we pray, Heavenly Father, for the drug dealers and the gangbangers to find salvation in you, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, you didn't come for the righteous, but you came for the sinner, man. You can't hide under no right sinner, man. You may as well give your life over to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, we just thank you for this ministry.
Lord.
We thank you for your power.
Yes.
We thank you for your authority.
Yes,
we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for your whole armor.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We say thank you,
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
Thank you for
thank
releasing.
You,
thank you for releasing healing virtue and deliverance. In the name of Jesus,
thank
our
you.
Lord and Savior. Father, we say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 As we praise you around the throne in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, man of God.
God speaks to a people, when he speaks to a house, when he speaks through a prophet, when he speaks through apostolic voices, when he speaks through a minstrel and a psalmist, I believe he listens for a response. Let's respond tonight from the other side. Some of you have been pressing for years, up nights, can't sleep. You feel this anti-you barrier pushing down on you. But every time you keep pressing, that barrier has having to back up. It's having to withdraw. It's a glass ceiling that you've been hitting with the top of your head. And instead of getting upset at that glass ceiling and quitting, there's a heart rate that's rising. Your calf muscles are getting stronger. You're starting to jump again. Regardless of the temporary pain you feel in your head, regardless of the temporary pain you feel in your body, there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough. That glass has to shatter. That wall has to come down. I say it every storm. I break it. Break through.
To do my best, like I'll make it through the day. I can't remember feeling so much pain, and my tears keep falling like the pouring rain. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but it's just not there. This pain I'm feeling deep inside my heart seems so unfair. It really feels like I won't make it through another day. So I stand before you with a broken heart, and all I can say is, precious Lord, please. Do you know what I'm talking about? See, I can't front, Lord, standing here today, 'cause I stumbled here and there along the way. I'm praying, leaving everything this old road. For my breakthrough, I hope it won't be too long. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but just not there. Pain I feel deep down inside my heart seems so unfair. This time I feel like I will make it through another day. So I come before you with a broken heart, and all I can say, precious love. Yeah.